79 cents a piece, and this is 69 cents for Butterfinger Crisp, and there's some other upgraded Nestle Crunch candy bars. And the best deals, of course, are the ones where you buy coupons and very good savings.
That's where you do the most good.
Yeah, exactly. And it's savings and most we catalog and match all that up. And sure enough, real simple, there's in the Monday's Grand Rapids Express in the Molasses coupon insert, there's a coupon buy one, get one free for these same Nestle candy bars. And so great coincidence. So you can go right in there and grab that coupon. And the price is from 69 cents down to 25 cents. Buy one, get one free. Now, you're talking 12 cents, 12 and a half cents for a decent good sized candy bar. So, you know, if you've got a little church teaching the kids, you want to double them up with a bunch of sugar cookies and all. This is great, so you can fill a basket real cheap.
So, 27 cents and all that's spelled out on the website.
Yeah, it's actually comes out at 13 cents a candy bar. So, yeah, and that's that one's real easy to do.
Great deal number two,
secret popcorn and a fire. Of course, fire's having their very popular buy 10, get one free. Sales, which they do, which seems like almost every other week. This week, what's really nice about those, and I think we've talked about this before, is sometimes some of those deals are very, very good. Sometimes you're saving even 2 cents.
You don't know which product they use.
Yes. So what's nice is you can just instantly add a glance. I mean, I'm not going to tell you exactly which is the best product deal. Which is the best deal, so you're not having to fish all over the store trying to figure it out. Top Secret is a very good one. When you add in a coupon bucket from Sunday's Smart Source coupon insert for 40 cents off. Now, the regular price on this is about $2.50 to $2.70, depending on which buyer you go to. They've reduced the price down to $1 by 10 of the free. It actually is 90 cents. Because, of course, you're always going to buy these items in quantities of 11, so you can get that free item. Okay? And so, at 90 cents minus this 40 cent coupon in the Smart Source coupon insert from Sunday, it's going to bring this down to 50 cents.
You said 2 bucks.
Yeah. So, and of course, you're going to buy 11 of them. Why not? And just, get multiple coupons. You know, one of the advantages to our members as well. I don't know what you pay for your Grand Rapids Press, but if you're saving these money, you get the Grand Rapids Press for 69 cents a week. And so a lot of our members will get multiple subscriptions, so you can get, you know, like I did, a lot of coupons on this night.
Most of you bought some press centers in the
primarily Sunday and Monday. This past weekend was a really good one for coupons because they were actually 3 coupon inserts on Sunday and 2 coupon inserts with a brand new. This one I've never met. This one only comes out about once a year. It's the Kellogg's. It's all Kellogg's coupons. Kellogg's is not a big coupon producer. And so that's what we're going to talk about next. But there's really good coupons in this one. And I'll probably use about every single one of them. So I get a huge return on investment from my subscription to the press.
And I know a lot of cities, they full of listeners. They don't just get one Grand Rapids Press. They're literally getting multiples.
I get 10. Now, I don't tell people to go out and do that immediately. not unless you're a seasoned professional. Start with a couple, or start with one, and try and borrow as many, or, you know, big borrow skills, many other copies of coupons. There's a lot of people that aren't using them. Call your, you know, ask your neighbors, ask your church, you know, folks at church, if you can have their coupons. Start that way, and then once you get comfortable with the process, you will see. I mean, that's where you really can put the, you know, shift in gear and go to hyperdrive and save tons and tons of money.
Your best goal of the week next is if you can use Josh,
Buy mail when you buy 10 boxes of cereal. That's instantly going to take another dollar off of each box. Okay? And so, what I was able to do is, if you go to savings, if you go to savings, if you go to savings, you can get a dollar off coupon for the Smart Start cereal. And so, I used four of those. I used three, save a dollar on two, which are in this insert. I got about $5 back from Walgreens. And then I'm also going to set it for my $10 rebate. And after you subtract 25 minus 4 minus 3 minus 5 minus 10, it comes up to $3 for 10 boxes of cereal. Guys, I know that sounded extremely complicated. You're not looking at the numbers, you're not looking at everything laid out. Just not the website explains how to do this, and hundreds, out of 700 deals like this that you can go out and you can get right now. So that's why it's really helpful to see laid out.
That's why you have a ball from thanks so much. Best deal of the week is your cereal deal full of tin cap it up, and I guess you can go back several times and just keep doing this deal.
Yeah, you can, with the exception of everything. See, what I would do for the second time is I would keep doing those, buy four boxes and get five of those back from Walgreens. Pantries love getting breakfast cereal. That is a number one pantry item. You can deliver boxes of cereal to your church pantry or any other non-profit in the area. We love to receive boxes of cereal, especially good cereal.
Yeah, you're all about it. So, JQ, I'm going to call you and see if you can see me. Thanks for the show.